Eric?
You had implied earlier that you use a 7-day azacitidine for certain higher risk patients, and you can use a 5-day for a lower risk patient. I may be extrapolating from what you said. I'm just curious. I will tell you that in the community, the 7-day is hard for me to swing. Sometimes I do Monday through Friday, Monday, Tuesday, but to be honest, most of my patients go on 5 days.
Okay, so this is my concern about the 5-day. Okay, so first of all, for the same reason I don't use decitabine as my first choice, I use 7 days of azacitidine because that's where the data is. So where's this data for 5 days come from? It comes from the study published in JCO by Roger Lyons and his colleagues. 150 patients, about 50 patients in each group, 5 days of aza, 5-2-2, the 5 days on, 2 days off, 2 days on, and then a 10-day at a lower dose. If you look at the demographics of those patients, out of the 150, there were like four who had RAEBT, okay? The majority of patients had low-grade MDS, over 50%. There was no cytogenetics. There was no follow-up bone marrows on the patients. It was a community-based practice where I asked Roger about it. He said, "We just didn't think we could get cytogenetics," which I didn't think was possible with MDS. So in any case, we have limited data. And in that study, they saw in a randomized phase II study, so not powered to show superiority of anything, they showed equivalence, maybe less myeloid toxicity with the 5 days, and of course there's the convenience factor. Given that most of those patients had low-grade disease, if I'm basically treating for palliation of cytopenias, I'll go with 5 days. If my goal is to get a patient to have a survival benefit, I'm going to at least start with 7 days. Typically, those patients are patients who are already cytopenic. So although you might say, "Well, I don't want them to come back the next week," they're usually coming back at least once a week for counts, right? And so, I mean, at the beginning. And so as time goes on and their counts get better, then I'm more likely to cut back to 5 days. And I'll admit, I have no data to really say that's okay to do, but it keeps people from falling off. So that's why I use 7 days, because it's in the patients with intermediate and high-risk disease, with high-grade disease, that a survival benefit was shown. The last point I'll make about that is, we've talked a lot about being patient and waiting 4 to 6 cycles to see if you get a response. The biggest question I think we have is, what do you do with the patient who's at 6 cycles or 8 cycles and is completely and totally stable? Is there a survival benefit there? And there was some preliminary data, I think, from the AZA-001 study, subset analysis, suggesting a survival benefit. More recently, Gore, who's now at Yale, looked at this and isn't quite so certain there's a survival benefit. I think it's hard to keep people on that kind of therapy if they're just as cytopenic and not clearly a benefit otherwise.
Guillermo?
You know, this is a universal problem. I have to tell you, this is not only community. I can tell you from running some big national studies, some academic centers cannot do 7 days either. So it's not just the community, it's difficult. Harry is totally right. The study was designed on 7 days, and that's the hardcore data on the high risk. So,
but from a pharmacologic point of view, what would you think if you delayed 2 days?
I asked actually Lou Silverman, and it's very simple. The intention of these 7 days was because they wanted to do a 7+3. You know, azacitidine was RSC second generation, I guess, 30 years ago. And these people wanted to do 7 days. And then their idea that actually should be studied, actually, was to add an anthracycline to the azacitidine. And so use that as 7 to do an eventual 7+3. That's the explanation I was giving to the 7 days. And of course, the drug was actually approved not on a prospective trial. Everybody knows this, right? In the US, this was studied. This data was collected back from the CLGB trial. So this was already done, and this was the 7 days. So that's the rationale for the 7 days. Although I agree with Harry, I use the 7 or 5 days, kind of like, depending actually on whatever clinical trial I'm using, because a lot of our studies are doublets, where I guess to overcome his question, we say, well, we're giving a second drug maybe. But on paper, if you have a prototypical patient, you should really try to do a few cycles of 7 days for sure. He's
totally
right.
Can I just clarify, when you say 7 days, you're talking about 7 consecutive days?
Yes.
Or that's what I'm saying. In your mind, does it matter to delay to a Monday and Tuesday?
In my mind, it doesn't matter to delay. I think it's a practical matter. If I was open on Saturdays, I would do it 6 days and then one.
Sure.
You know, there is no data, large randomized data comparing these regimens, just that randomized phase II. The one thing I'll say about the 10-day regimen of 10 days at a lower dose, we did a study in ECOG and SWOG, and Gore was the lead on that study. It was a randomized phase II study comparing a 10-day regimen to a 10-day regimen with a histone deacetylase inhibitor. no benefit of the HDAC inhibitor. However, we still were able to make something out of it. The tri-lineage hematopoietic responses we saw with the 10-day regimen were better than were was seen in any prior study. So if you ask Steve Gore about this, he'd say, you're all wrong. It's not 5 days, not 7 days, it's 10 days. Okay, so count yourself lucky it's only 7 days.